And good morning, good afternoon, good night. Welcome back to Pathway to Glory here. Talking with the excellent John Foster here with excellent background knowledge on this great sport of boxing. Joining us here in the boxing corner today on a special episode, we're going to be talking about the intense and eager to watch fight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. So first, John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ben. Great to be here again. This is a fight. I can't believe he took it, you know, but I couldn't believe he took the McGregor fight, the Mayweather fight. It's unbelievable. He might have bit too much off for his own hand right now. Might have bit his own hand off right now. I was looking at some stuff and we can talk about it. It's definitely got everybody intrigued. Now there's an important part about this fight that a lot of people don't know yet, whether it's going to be an exhibition or it's going to be a pro fight, sanctioned as a pro fight. I did my homework, Ben, for you here. I was talking to Termite Watkins, and I did a little talking also with Reggie Johnson. And Reggie Johnson is getting ready to be introduced into the Hall of Fame of boxing in a couple of months. I've met with Reggie a couple of times, and then years back, we were talking the other night. He was around the days when I was with Lou Duva and Georgie Benson when Evander Holyfield. This is 1987. Were you born then, Ben? 1987. All right. So 1987, I was 25 years old, and yeah. I'm down there in the gym with Evander, Pernell Whitaker, Meldrick Taylor, Vinny Pazienza, Mike McCallum. Mike McCallum was fighting Donald Curry in Vegas, and then they were there. Well, anyhow, Tim Hallmark and Tim, anyhow. So, I mean, I was there with everybody, and Reggie Johnson was there. Reggie goes, yeah, I was there. I said, remember the blonde-haired kid walking around the gym? Because it was a closed gym back then in Pasadena, at Kenny Weldon's gym here in Houston, in Pasadena. So, Texas. Boxing, I've been around it so long, you know. It's exciting. And so what do you think about the Tyson? Well, I was talking about the difference between having it be an exhibition or it be a sanctioned professional fight. And Termite even said, he kind of said, because they don't know yet, he goes, they're not going to sanction it. And he knows a lot. He sponsors events and knows all about it. Because if you sanction it, if the boxing, then they're kind of responsible. And if Tyson gets hurt because he's 58 years old, he's right. Got to pass certain tests. Anybody past 35 years old has to be tested. They're hard, you know, a lot of stuff, which Mike could probably get through that. Maybe not, you know. I mean, he looks to be in great shape if you watch what he's doing and everything, but maybe he doesn't get through that, so he couldn't do that. And Jake Paul, here's another thing. You're sanctioning for the bar, okay? Jake Paul's not a professional, and he's fighting a legend professional fighter. You could get hurt. You got a pro, you know, and well, now he's professional, but he's at the beginning, you know, so you're overmatching somebody with a guy that's a killer. So, you know, as a count, you know. Now, here's the other thing. So, if it's professional, if I'm Jake Paul, you don't want it to go professional. It goes 3 minutes instead of 2 minutes. You have judges. There's no, an exhibition is an exhibition. The big thing there is the gloves. And Termite agreed with anybody in this box, you know, when you put on gloves, there's 16-ounce gloves in an exhibition. There's 10-ounce gloves in a fight. And I think we used to fight with 12-ounce gloves. And I used to put it on and go, man, somebody can get hurt with this because it's not much. 10-ounce glove, I mean, pretty much you got your hand there, you know. So, and that weighs in Mike Tyson's favor if you got 10-ounce gloves, because it could be over quick, you know.
Yeah, and like you were saying earlier, speaking of age, I mean, at 58, how close of, you know, Mike Tyson, you know, are we going to see here?
Well, have you seen, the videos? Everybody go on YouTube and look at some of the stuff Mike's doing. And you know, Mike's a smart guy now. Yeah. I really have a lot of respect for Mike Tyson. Right? I'd say, you know, if you talked to me 10 years ago, no. And probably then it was true. But I've been watching what he does, who he talks to. He's, you know, he's learned to control his temper a little bit. He doesn't have to beat you up. He can talk to you and you go away, you know. But he's also, he's a smart guy. And I like, he called out something about how some fighters, and he said, look, this guy had over 50 fights. And that's the real fighter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Compared to, I think he was talking about Mayweather undefeated. And there's guys that he had 50 fights. There's guys that had 100 fights. and they take on everybody, and they lost too, but they took on everybody. Mayweather cherry picked and when he picked his fighters.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
so
right.
So Mike even called him out. He said, "Hey Mayweather, yeah, I'm 55. That's over Chavez, I think he's talking about Cesar Chavez. That's the toughest guy. Anybody that was a contender, anybody that's good, I'm fighting him." That wasn't Mayweather's. How much money am I getting? And is this guy good? Can I beat him? You know, now he's a great fighter. I'm not saying he's not a great fighter. He is. But you want to talk about a real tough guy? Go talk to Cesar Chavez. Yeah, and then Mike Tyson like called kind of, it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of so, plan, so, had a spreadsheet. You know, I'm going to do this XYZ on X days and stuff like that. And, you know, with the experience, right? 50 fighters, how many hours you've been in the ring, this, and that. You know, both of these boxers, you know, they're athletic. They know how to train their bodies very, you know, physically to take hits, to throw hits. With Tyson in the age, is this kind of going to more affect how he adapts to fighting a younger boxer like Jake Paul? Is it kind of affect his footwork or his handwork?
No. What he would do, what he's going to do what he does, and I'm sure I would – you know, he's got some, there's a lot of moves. You should have seen, I was watching on YouTube the other day, this move where you spin, he spins around, and then he spins around. I mean, literally spins around and then spins back around and moves to the side, kind of like martial arts, where I'm in front of you and now I'm not, I'm on the side. And then he knocks the guy down with the right hand, you know. So Jake Paul is learning some of that stuff. Mike Tyson has lived on that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of getting your best shots together. He's going to do what he did best, and he's going to have a game plan. I'm going to do this, and then, of course, you work on the rest of your arsenal, you know. But you got to get your best stuff together, and you kind of have an idea. Look, I can get him with this, and you make sure that those shots are there. Make sure the footwork's there, which he has always had. People don't realize this about Mike Tyson. He knows how to use his weight. He doesn't throw off-balance shots.
Yeah.
He will do, and he'll move in. If you watch him, he'll boom. Jab or whatever, and then he'll reset his feet right under you, and then he's going to lift you up off of the canvas with some shots. It's devastating. He's a pro. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. You won't see Mike Tyson. Just watch. If he's off and the age does anything, you'll see him wobble a little bit, maybe in the older age, like I do on the tennis court right now. I miss a shot. I go, I never miss a shot like that. So I'm sure I know they're swinging a tennis ball and miss it. How could that happen? That never happened. Well, it happens now, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
We might see some of that.
Yeah, and switching over to the other side, let's talk about Jake Paul. Here coming in young, has only had a couple of professional opponents on the other side of the ring. What are the keys for victory for Jake Paul to have a shot or a chance here against Mike Tyson?
He definitely has a chance. And like I was talking with Termite Watkins, you know, who's a legend in himself, and he knows when you're fighting, and here's what he said, you know, fighting a young fighter. By the way, we could get Termite on the show. He said he would come on the show with us, so we'll probably get Reggie Johnson also. That'd be great. I look forward to talking to Reggie. And so much, and I know a little bit about these guys, but I'll do my homework and have more to talk to them about. But he said it's always dangerous when you have a young fighter that's up and coming, and that is new, you know, like that. You never know. And I've said this before too, with on the tennis, and I've been more in that than the boxing in recent years, but the younger kids, Jake Paul, they're faster and stronger than we were. And his kids and their kids are going to be faster and stronger. So every year, the generation is faster and stronger. I remember being out there and watching, and I played pro tennis also. I didn't pro box, I amateur boxed, and the nationals, won the state, did the nationals junior Olympics, which is 15 and under. But anyhow, I never remember watching somebody and going, that guy's got something on me. And I remember being in tennis and coaching at the pro level in tennis, the top 100 in the world, top 50 in the world, and seeing them, and I wasn't impressed. And then it came 2008, I'm looking one time, and I went, that's unbelievable. This guy is faster and strong. I mean, and I'm, and they're sliding on the hard courts, you know? So the boxing, it's the people are faster and strong. So he's got, it's youth, man. It's youth. So you never know. He's got a puncher's chance. Yeah. Cause he's stronger than Mike Tyson with the age generation. There you go.
Yeah, and with every generation, you know, that comes up, they're going to have better things than the previous ones did. They're, you know, better training, equipment, techniques, even going into the diet, better supplements, access to protein, able to build themselves up. The only difference here being is kind of that experience going into this fight. Can Mike Tyson take the old techniques he used previously and just reestablish them here? Or should he pick up a couple new tricks?
No tricks. You don't want to do that. No. I mean, unless he sees a weakness. No, he's going to go in with his guns. He's going to have a game plan. You know, I with his trainer, if he listens to his trainer, I believe, you know, you come up just like any sports event. You have a game plan. You go with that. Now, you got to have a game plan, too, if it doesn't work. You never know. You go in there and you go, boom, and you go, wow, this isn't working. You better have game plan 2 and game plan 3. I'm not sure if they're on that level. And I think they're probably pretty content with the do your stuff.
Yeah, perfect thing right there. And what are, you know, let's say, you know, what would be better for both of these fighters? An exhibition or any, what's kind of the key here?
They all better pray for an exhibition.
The best fight possible.
Yeah, I'd love to see a pro fight, but because it wouldn't last long. I mean, Jake Paul, he just gives boxing a bad look to me if he does good in here. It doesn't do boxing any good. If Mike Tyson loses, it's not good for boxing.
That's right.
A lot of people are going to look, and it's great for Jake Paul. I mean, hats off to him if he can do it, you know, but I just, as a boxer, as an ex-boxer and a trainer of pro fighters and stuff, it just... And I wanted, you know, I thought there's no way McGregor being a good boxer should have taken him down. They didn't do it. So if Mike doesn't do it, I mean, it's kind of like in tennis, you have Kyrgios. He says, I don't need to play. I don't need to practice. I can beat anybody in the top 100 in the world. There's only the top guys I got to practice for. It's kind of a shot in the butt to take that from somebody like that. So I'm hoping Mike can teach him a lesson. He doesn't belong in there with a legend like that.
Yeah.
But there is a 30-year difference.
Yeah, 30-year difference. It sounds 30. Insane just to say it. The big question is, why is Mike doing this? You know, what does he have left to
prove? Oh, you don't take that. He knows he can take him. You know, and he's in good shape. Mike's not a drug user. He doesn't, you know, you can see he's in shape. You know, I'm in good shape. I could go with most 20-year-olds right now, for real. I mean, you know, most of the time. Can I go with a professional? No. Is Jake a professional? He's on the cusp of it, so that's where it's dangerous. He's on the cusp. Mike is a legend. I mean, probably one of the greatest he's fighting right now at the heavyweight division. So that's where it teeters. I mean, Mike's got a lot on his shoulders here. He's got to take him out, or it might do boxing good. Everybody will want to box then.
Yeah.
Which they'll find out.
Yeah. You see, Jake is on the cusp, right? He's right there. He's knocking on the door. What opens that door? Does this win against Mike Tyson fully open that door?
Oh, yeah. Loads of money.
Okay.
Man. But then he's going to find out, you know, there's a lot of tough guys out there.
Right.
You meet one guy, you know, just go watch any YouTube event and watch this guy and you go, well, then he beats this guy and you think he's a, and then there's four more guys that want to take you on that are just, they're monsters, bigger monsters than the one you just beat that everybody said you couldn't beat. There's four more guys out there. So, I mean, good luck to him if he likes to fight. I don't like to fight. I'm good at it. I don't like to do it. You know, don't corner me. But yeah. Some guys like to fight. They breathe it in the gym. And when I was with Angelo, there was one guy, he had 44 fights on ESPN, and he used to do the jump off the back ropes, gold teeth, and he was the funniest guy in the gym. And Angelo was, you could tell he didn't talk right. And they offered him money for the fight. He's like, don't take the fight. You know, it's don't do it. It's not safe. They were trying to talk him out of it. But to him, I mean, he needed to make money, and that's how he makes money. And that's what he does. He's not afraid of it. But at that point, you could see when you slow the pod and you talk a little funny and you're a little slow. I'm going to take this fight. Yeah. You know, you shouldn't do it. But that's how he makes a living. Yeah.
Yeah. And now let's jump into the future. Let's say Jake Paul wins this fight, does this open the door for more, let's say, amateur boxers or, you know, guys with kind of Jake Paul's traits to be like, well, if Jake can do it, I can, and just jump right
open the door. Hey, boxing's big right now, Ben. It's very big, guys.
Huge.
It's just it's too diversified. There's too many belts out there. We all need to get Jose Morales. I interviewed him a while back. So Morales is the WBC. There's four belts right now that have always been known, you know, IBF, WBC. And these are belts. When you own them, then you're the world champion. But and Jose's got 10 other belts that he won in 10 fights. They give a belt away for everything right now. You're the Southwest champion of Seashore Village, you know, and you got a belt. So they got to unify it, get it together. But it's really big right now.
Yeah,
so it's getting bigger. This is going to make it bigger.
It's
awesome.
And when negotiations going through each, you know, to find out what kind of match we're going to have, this match being streamed to Netflix, does this broaden the audience even further for boxing?
There you go. Well, you tell me about that, Ben. You were the one telling me about that, the Netflix. I was interested to learn from you on that.
Media
and that's big, right, Ben? I mean,
a lot of organizations, the NFL joining with, you know, exclusively rights to streaming services here. In the past, a lot of boxing matches have been pay-per-view. You know, you go to a bar, every TV that's on there, every individual TV, you got to pay for that match here. Is putting this match on Netflix and with streaming taking over, I firmly believe access to almost any sport, especially boxing here, will be accessible and just grow the sport exponentially going into the future.
Definitely. And, you know, boxing, when MMA and sports came out, I mean, I didn't think MMA, UFC would make it. It's so violent. I mean, the knockout, the legs, the knees, the elbows, the Muay Thai. I mean, come on. You're going to kill somebody. People really get hurt, you know, but I'm surprised there's not more deaths or, you know, than there is, you know, we don't hear about it a whole lot, but it's there, or people that really get hurt and it's over for them. But boxing is at least a little more cleaner, a little more civilized. There's a little more rules. Like, you can't backhand somebody. There's no backhand. I can't hit you and then come with a back fist and backhand. I can't hit you behind the back of the head. So there's rules that keep it a little bit civilized, but a lot of people don't know. The guys, whether you win or lose a boxing match, sometimes you both go to the hospital and your head blows up like a watermelon. And a lot of people don't see that. I mean, you know, but you won the fight. People don't know that. You know, that you look fine right now. A couple hours later, they're in the hospital. And whether you win or lose a boxing match, I used to win matches. I said, oh, I hate to feel like this and lose. I mean, that was terrible.
Yeah, but for either side, the blood's good on both
wrecked.
Sides.
You feel the pain the next morning.
With Mike Tyson, if he loses, it's pretty bad for boxing. But if Jake Paul loses, it's kind of hey, you're not ready for this, man. Take a couple steps back.
That's the new age, the new world, man. You know, and it's big. The new world. You mean he's a big part of it. He's a man's man. I mean, he'll step up. Yeah. He's not afraid. God bless him. You know. I think hopefully the old man can, you know, hey, look, you overstepped your boundaries here. You need another 10 years, but then 10 years from now, Tyson would be too old to do it. So now's the time for them to do it.
Absolutely. I think the timing of this could not be more perfect. Well, hey, this match is going to take place and it's scheduled to on July 20th of this year. So this summer, you know, get ready to watch this excellent fight here. It's going to be at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
Yep.
As more details
July
come
20th.
Out. July 20th. Yeah, in Arlington, Texas, AT&T Stadium. As more details come out, you know, we can see kind of what's going to happen here. And John, if I'm choosing a winner here,
who are you picking?
I gotta go Jake. I think I gotta go Jake.
Really? I'm gonna take Tyson.
I think so.
I hear you.
I think age is just a little too high up there. But hey.
Wow. Younger generation.
what do you think?
How old are you, Ben? How old?
I'm 23. I'm a Christian.
See, there you go, young puppy. You know, see that?
Yeah.
I almost got three times on you there. But anyway, good. I'm glad to see that. We'll find out and we'll talk about it. That sounds great.
You got Mike.
All right. Yep. Was that? I got Mike.
Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show,
round.
John. Yeah.
First
thanks.
Round.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the show, Don. Excellent talking to you again. Ben Porter here. Don't forget to check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you have it, we probably do too. Check me out on Instagram at Ben_Ports. John, you got any shout-outs you want to give out?
John Foster. Yeah, johnfostertennis.com. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Check it out. I'm mostly tennis nowadays, but a lot of boxing experience.
Perfect. Sounds great. And check us back out on Pathway to Glory here in the future. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Ben.